You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. The MLK myth is on its last legs. It may look strong if you're a TV watcher, with the lying media dinosaurs electrodes plugged right into your brain. By the way, friends don't let friends watch enemy transmissions. It may look strong if you go by censored search engines like Google. But among those for whom knowing means finding out for yourself based on objective facts, among those for whom truth is important, the Martin Luther King myth is toast. The National Alliance exposé of King, still being published as our No King Over Us pamphlet, is now going on its 27th year. It has enlightened hundreds of thousands. It has inspired television and radio broadcasts. It has inspired furious denunciations and attacks on us. But most importantly, our exposé and the hard and courageous work of those who have put it out to the public year after year, decade after decade, has moved the public debate toward the indisputable, documented truth. The fake Saint Martin was a Jewish-funded, Jewish-controlled puppet of nearly the worst character imaginable, and was not only working to destroy white America, but was also a betrayer of his own people, who sold out their independence and self-determination for filthy Jewish money and led them to the path of death through integration. And it certainly hasn't hurt that a couple of years ago some of the secret files on MLK were leaked about a decade earlier than their planned release date of 2027, probably by patriots behind the scenes in government, and possibly by one or more who had read our exposé. These leaked files, buried in FBI papers ostensibly about the JFK assassination, indicate that the National Alliance expose, that our No King Over Us flyer and the Beast as Saint video based on it, was correct and accurate. When just a small part of the FBI file on King was released in 2017, among its conclusions were that King was surrounded by advisors with strong links to organized communism, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. MLK's statements were always subject to approval by communist operatives, especially his main handler, Jewish communist Stanley Levison, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. MLK was a secret supporter of communism, quote, a wholehearted Marxist, close quote, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. His organization, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, set up a tax dodge to raise funds for its activities and conceal Jewish communist sources, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. MLK was unfaithful to his wife and had sexual liaisons with numerous females, including part mestizo, part white folk singer Joan Baez, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. King took part in drunken sex orgies involving both black and white prostitutes, coerced young women to take part in unnatural acts, and initiated them into illicit or perverted sex if they were hesitant, just as the National Alliance told you a quarter century ago. The report states that King's advisors and handlers, led by King's communist Jew ghostwriter Stanley Levison, approved everything King said in advance. Quote, King is such a slow thinker, he is usually not prepared to make statements without help from someone. Close quote, it reads. Linking King to communism, the report stated, quote, King is a wholehearted Marxist who has studied it, believes in it, and agrees with it, but because of his being a minister of religion, does not dare to espouse it publicly. Close quote. At a February 1968 workshop to train ministers in quote-unquote urban leadership, evidently monitored by the FBI, the report reveals, quote, one Negro minister in attendance later expressed his disgust with the behind-the-scene drinking, fornication, and homosexuality that went on at the conference. Several Negro and white prostitutes were brought in from the Miami area. An all-night sex orgy was held with these prostitutes and some of the delegates. Close quote. The document reports that King also engaged in a, quote, two-day drunken sex orgy, close quote, in Washington in January 1964. Quote, when one of the females shied away from engaging in an unnatural act, King and others of the males present discussed how she was to be taught and initiated in this respect, close quote, it added. Quote, it is a fact that King not only regularly indulges in adulterous acts, but enjoys the abnormal by engaging in group sexual orgies, close quote. From the FBI transcripts, we learn that MLK told one of his fellow black civil rights associates on the telephone, quote, get your damned ass down here because I have a beautiful white broad here, close quote, referring to a white woman he and his fellow Southern Christian Leadership Conference colleagues were sexually abusing that evening. Additionally, in at least one case, Dr. King witnessed and encouraged the rape of one of his female followers and laughed while the rape was taking place in his presence. You can read the full FBI report in PDF form at nationalvanguard.org. And as I revealed in my broadcast last year, what has been the reaction of the Jewish-run U.S. media to these stories? Mostly crickets. The Bezos-owned and Jewish-dominated Washington Post ran one story on the new rape revelations in the FBI documents, mostly talking about how wrong one academic was to report on the transcripts that criticized St. Martin. Beyond that, nothing. The search results for the relevant keywords on the Post's site returned only a story about an earthquake off the coast of El Salvador. The Jewish-run network CNN went even further, giving the MLK rape revelations the complete silent treatment, with the last major article they ran on the subject of King telling us about Martin Luther King's resounding and living legacy, and moral crusades for love. Now that's chutzpah. What about the news source that's widely believed to be the polar opposite of Jewish/leftist CNN? Breitbart News. Despite its conservative populist rhetoric that draws in a lot of white readers, Breitbart was founded by a Jew and is honeycombed with Jews. Except for a very brief mention in one of Ann Coulter's pieces, they carry her syndicated column, which was just a few words in passing, Breitbart News also gave us the silent treatment on the rape revelations about multiracialism's black saint. As I said last year at this time, it's time to put your faith in and your support 100% behind the one group that's told you the 100% truth all along and is still telling you the truth on this and 100 other important issues, the National Alliance. In 1968, our people's enemies knew that MLK was a cracked and broken idol of diminishing use to them. So they had him knocked off and made a sanctified by death martyr out of him. But that charade is now over. The cracked and broken idol, the filthy, degenerate phony, is now once again of diminishing use to our enemies and of increasing use to us. His story, his true story, shows the media liars for what they are, shows the anti-whites for the anti-white genocidal haters that they are, and even shows nationalists of other races, including black people, the bankruptcy of the self-serving Jews and race mixers who oppose the self-determination and freedom of all peoples except their own. Our No King Over Us flyer can get the truth out to hundreds or thousands of people in your community. In the text version of this broadcast on nationalvanguard.org, we'll give you everything you need. A high-quality video, a high-quality audio version of the video, a National Alliance flyer in PDF form for printing and mass distribution. You can watch or download the professional impressive video based on my original broadcast. You can listen to or download the audio version of the broadcast, too. And you can download our dynamite, irrefutable No King Over Us flyer. And we even provide instructions on how to fold our No King Over Us flyers if you print them yourself. If you get them printed at a print shop, they can fold them for you. Share all this on social media, of course. That's easy. But also take the extra effort to go to your local print shop with the PDF file or print it out yourself and get out there with real world activism. Nothing makes a more powerful impression than a real-world act of courageous truth-telling. Nothing better tells your neighbors that we really care. There is no better way to tell our people that we're with them, right here on the streets of our community. Nothing makes the white resistance more real. These flyers have also proven to get results through the reaction of the controlled media, who often take the mistaken attitude that they can reduce the impact of the flyer by attacking it and the Alliance as bigotry, hate, or neo-Nazism. all they succeed in doing is inoculating the public against the use of those pejorative terms, since any reader can easily see for himself who is speaking with reason and authority and who is frantically trying to prevent the public from reading an alternative point of view. These flyers can be placed inside screen doors, under windshield wipers, posted in quantity on community bulletin boards, handed out on the streets or at community events, slipped under the doors at college campuses and dormitories, wherever our people can be found. As our National Alliance Chairman, William White Williams, said, quote, "Every year the same old propaganda is trotted out in the controlled media, celebrating the degenerate Michael King, a.k.a. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., to coincide with the national holiday named for him. So what can we do to expose these lies? Distribute our accurate and truthful flyer alerting fellow whites to the fraud. That's what. One of our No King Over Us flyers is enclosed with our members and supporters only National Alliance monthly printed bulletin. Get a print-ready file of the flyer at natall.com/flyers. Then take it to your local copy store and print as many as you think you can distribute. Fold them yourselves to save money, or have the print shop fold them for a nominal charge. Should you hand one to another kinsman face to face, you might say, read this to discover why this communist reprobate's FBI file is sealed until the year 2027. Everyone should download and print out hundreds or thousands of copies of our excellent expose. Each flyer fits on a single piece of 8.5 by 11 paper. Make sure that this truth-telling work blankets your neighborhood this weekend. It can be distributed at MLK events, too. The truth is a powerful weapon. Use it." Close quote. And as Dr. William Pierce told us more than once, courage is contagious.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, 1 beat. 100 hearts, 1 beat. 10,000 hearts, 1 beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the Alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.